Hello, Ellen.
Oh, hi.
Hello.
I had a question about fireplaces.
Yes, ma'am.
I just have a regular gas fireplace that's, you know, mostly there for show.
Okay.
It's not very efficient. Are there inserts that you can buy to make them more heat efficient and to actual use them to heat a room?
Well, yes and no. Yes. There are some fantastic gas. Actually, there are gas, you know, like fireplaces that, you know, stick it out into the room. There are ones that, you know, can go back into the actual fireplace, and you bet they are more efficient. For example, we have these direct vent fireplaces, you know, that are highly efficient.
Okay.
You know, so the answer is yes. There are all kinds of products, and you're going to see a flood of products, you know, hitting the market because of this impending energy crisis. One of the first places I would probably start, do you have a pencil and paper?
Yes, I do.
There is a fantastic association out there called the Hearth, Patio, and Barbecue. I know this sounds crazy, but Hearth, Patio, and Barbecue Association. And their website, I think, is hpba.org. I think, hpba.org. I may be wrong on that, but if you just type in Hearth, Patio, and Barbecue Association into Google, you'll find them, okay? Go to their website, and it's really pretty authoritative, and they have a list of members, you know, who make all those fireplace-type products that you're looking for. I was at one of their conventions about 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and it was just astounding some of the products that were there available even 3 years ago.
Hmm.
And just so you know, I'm actually starting in November a huge project where I'm going to be writing, I'm hoping to write 3 or 4 new energy-related columns per week and loading them to my website. So you may want to start coming back to AskTheBuilder.com or sign up for my newsletter.
Okay.
In the upper right-hand corner.
Because
believe me, each week I'm going back into regular publication of my newsletter, and each week I'm going to highlight all those new columns that I wrote. And another new feature I'm doing, this is really cool, I'm starting it next week, I'm starting to tape, tell me what do you think about this? Imagine if you could get a 10-minute long MP3 file that you could put into your iPod or your little MP3 player and take around with you. That's me telling you how to do stuff or, you know, really neat innovative tips on things.
Great.
Yeah, you're going to be able to download these MP3 files. All right?
All right. So for these fireplace inserts, do you have to do something special to the inside of your fireplace?
Usually not, because they are made in such a way that they can just slide in. Now, the trouble is, here's the problem with these inserts that the biggest problem with inserts, in my opinion, is that because you're working with the dimensions of an existing fireplace, mm-hmm. by the time you add all the side walls and the back wall of the unit, you don't end up with a very big combustion chamber. You know, like when you look at your fireplace now, you know, you can see that it's 24 or 30 inches wide. See what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And that's how big the fire can be. Well, that's not what happens with these inserts. You may only end up with a 16-inch wide. You know, it may look like miniature, like it goes into a dollhouse.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, be aware of that. In other words, you know, when you look at those inserts at a showroom, they look big there. But when you bring them home and put them in place, it's like, gosh, the fire is like teeny tiny. So just be aware of that. I mean, but they're going to work. In other words, you're going to get, you know, more, you know, it's going to be a more efficient system. But just be aware that it's going to dramatically change the look of your fireplace.
To the negative, is that what you're
saying? Yeah, to the negative, I think. So what I would do, I mean, here's what I found at that convention. There are, you know, the old-fashioned, like, pot-bellied stoves and some of these stoves that I actually have an antique gas heater. I mean, this thing is got, if I was to put it on eBay, I don't know how much money it would get. It was in one of the houses I rehabbed. It is in perfect condition. In fact, they didn't have tempered glass back 100 years ago. Instead of glass, this thing's got sheets of mica that you actually look through to see the fire. Well, they have these incredible, highly efficient gas stoves that sit out in the room, and they're all different kind of shapes, you know, like rectangular,
mm-hmm.
and they have these beautiful, like, marbleized porcelain finishes. That's what I'd be putting in. And what happens is then those hook back to a pipe that then goes up your chimney. You know, you just have to retrofit the pipe. Those
right.
are gorgeous. So look for some of the freestanding gas stoves or gas appliances. That's what I would go for.
Well, thank you so much.
And that would fit on your hearth. I mean, I think that might be a better look for you.
Uh-huh.
All righty?
Okay, thank you.
Well, thanks for calling Ask the Builder, Ellen.